Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oriole news, and this came out, Jeff Passan, we heard during Joe LaCour's update. Albert Pujols. Orioles are interested in interviewing him, knowing get in here for the managerial job. The connections are, Elias was a scout in St. Louis when Pujols played for the Cardinals. And Pujols was teammates with Matt Holliday, and they're really good friends. Matt Holliday, Jackson Holliday's father. Now, does this qualify him to be the Orioles manager? Zach Orr was a coach before he was deemed defensive coordinator. Albert Pujols doesn't really have much coaching experience at all. Angels still appear to be the leader in the clubhouse for his services. And they interviewed Luis Rojas, apparently, according to SNY, who has been a manager at the major league level with the Mets. Nolan, I think this is all window dressing. We'll talk to Mike Bordick in the 11:30 part of the program. I think here's interview here. We're going through the process. And then Tony Manzalino is going to be named the full-time manager of the Orioles, because Flaherty's getting a Padres job. I'd be willing to bet on that.
I hope that the Pujols part is smoke and mirrors. Now, what happens with Manzalino, that's a whole different topic. I mean, not the end of the world. That's where we stand on it now. It could very well happen. I don't disagree that he appears to be among the top three favorites right now. But Albert Pujols, that's just too much of a risk. Nothing against the guy, Hall of Fame player. But let's be honest, for what the Orioles need right now, everyone's been harping on experience. He doesn't check that box. He doesn't even check any coaching box. And it's just too much of a risk. The Orioles are in a mode where they have to win right now. To me, the Angels' job is perfect for Albert Pujols. How could that situation get any worse? The fan base would instantly embrace him. It would be a win for him. Now, what he turns in terms of wins and losses remains to be seen. But I just think for what the Orioles are at, where they're at right now, hiring someone with no experience at all, as great as a player as they may be, that doesn't always translate to being a good manager. Usually, more often than not, it's the exact opposite. I'm out on Pujols for sure.
And Mike Elias even said experience is going to be a key factor. Not the deciding factor, but a key factor in hiring him. And I think he goes to the Angels because he stole money from them for 8 years.
Yeah.
After they signed him away from the, because he was going to go to Miami. Remember that Ozzie Guillen was the manager of the Marlins at the time, and he was going to go there. Apparently, they had already reached a deal, and then at the last minute, he flipped to Anaheim and was kind of in a downslope of his career. I think he made one all-star team. He was a dominant, arguably the greatest right-handed hitter of our generation when he was with the Cardinals. But do I want him in an Orioles dugout because his name's Albert Pujols? Bleep, no.
Yeah, if I'm a player, Bob, you know, all right, he's a good player, but can he manage?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And if you look at the history of sports in general, just because you were a good player doesn't mean you're going to be a good coach or a manager. I mean, baseball, Yogi Berra had some success managing. He's a Hall of Famer. Frank Robinson a little bit as a manager, brilliant player, but where's the dude been?
Right.
I mean, I'm probably forgetting somebody.
Yeah.
But NFL, who was a great player to turn into a great coach? Dicka, I guess.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been in that spot, but to me, it just seems like when you're that good of a player, and it's just always been natural for you, you know, since you were a little kid, you've always been the best player. You've always been the all-star. You've had struggles, but they've been very brief and very minor. How can you relate to the bench guy on your team that's going through those struggles? How do you convey that message to him? Sure, you did it, but you didn't grind and go through what he's going through. I think sometimes that's why if you see the no-name player, or in the case of baseball, the AAA catcher who never made the majors.
Sure.
But he was a baseball lifer. He spent 10, 15 years in the minors. But he can relate. He knows the struggle.
Yeah,
he knows
Weaver,
the grind.
Case in point, never made it to the majors. But with a star player, it's always been assumed, why aren't you as good as me?
Right.
I mean, it was easy, to your point, Nolan, it was easy for me. Why are you sucking so bad? Albert Pujols, thumbs down from these parts.
Yeah. And Bob, like you said, Elias said experience is huge.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you hire a guy with no experience. What the hell?
Hey, Manzo's got 110 games of experience right. And had a winning record, technically, with the Orioles.
Well, so if I'm Pujols, Bob, if I'm coming in to, you know, interview, I've got a lot of experienced guys on my – I've got a former manager, you know, on my – that's how I'm coming in to interview because – like you said, I got no experience, but I'm bringing experience with.
Well, what leads us to believe that Elias isn't picking a coaching staff? You know what I mean? So it's not like John Mabry came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
who had
you.
Connections with him.
I forgot about that.
I
forgot about who makes the lineup.
Yeah, but Luis Pujols, catcher for the Astros. Albert Pujols, no. Great player, Hall of Famer, absolutely. But managing the Orioles, absolutely not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.